The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel in studio later. Congressman Mike Quigley on the phone right now, representing the 5th. And good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Nice to have you on again. Tell me about this town hall you did on violence.
Look, we've done a number of discussions about violence and what can be done about it. Obviously, some of those involved treating violence as a public health issue. So, look, treating this the same way we've been treating this for the longest time doesn't seem to be working. We're going to try every angle to keep Chicago safer.
And in regards to moving gun legislation in Springfield, not your beat, but certainly you have influence. What are you hearing?
I'd like to think they get something done. I'm a little pessimistic about the governor signing anything. So I'll stick to my normal beat in D.C. and hope that we get something done here, some measure of at least talking about mandatory background checks.
Yeah, I mean, simple stuff. It's just simple. Here's the problem with the Democrats now with, with all due respect to the good news of the hostages coming home last night and the potential good that could come out of the summit with Kim Jong-un. What is the Democrats' plan? If the Democrats regain the Senate and possibly even the House, what's the plan? Who's the leader? And I don't mean who's the leader as in Nancy Pelosi in the House. What is the reason people would vote Democrat other than I don't like Trump?
Look, it's something we've talked about for a long time in our caucuses. I still think there's a solid message why you support Democrats. If you care about health care, you care about education, if you're concerned about a foreign policy that seems to shift on a daily basis, keeping the world safer, you know that our credibility will be greater in the world. I think we took a big hit pulling out of the Paris Accord and a larger one pulling out of the Iranian deal. But does anyone imagine for a second that our UN or our NATO allies believe that the U.S. will be with us when the chips are down? Well, it's reciprocal. FDR, in his last inaugural, said something, I think, profound for our age. After all that led up to the Second World War, he quoted Emerson saying, what we've learned is that to have a friend, you have to be a good one. And we are not a good friend to the rest of the world. We've isolated ourselves. In the end, that'll make us less safe. And I think it'll make us less strong financially.
Okay, to go along with that, though, Congressman, what about the trade deals, the trade issues with China, NAFTA, all of these pacts? That goes along with basically what you just said. To be a friend, to have a friend, you have to be a good friend.
Right. And when you isolate yourself, when you talk about building walls, when you talk about a Muslim ban, when you denounce the United Nations and NATO during the campaign and afterwards, the two work together. And the fact of the matter is, whatever anyone thinks about NAFTA, pulling out of it dramatically right now would hurt us dramatically. Look at Illinois. 42% of all Illinois crops are exported. And a heck of a lot of those are exported to Mexico and Canada. We're going to hurt ourselves pretty dramatically. The world sees America first in a different light than those following the Trump administration. They see it as an isolationist, self-centered, we don't care about anybody else. What we can learn is that Europe's economy combined is as big as the United Nations. The Pacific Rim is just exploding economically. In the final analysis, they don't need us. We all need each other. And that's, I think, the failing point of the notion as practice of America first.
Pat Brady's here. Say hi to the congressman.
Hey, congressman, how you doing? It's funny you should say that. Tony Blair was in town last week, and he said the exact same thing. But my question is, I saw today that you're talking about you want to get the Russian inquiry opened up in the House. You think you can get that done? And what will we get a product that will help protect us from what happened in the 2016 election?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, as just a sidebar to that, congressman, my word's not yours. What the hell is wrong with Devin Nunes? Go.
Look, Devin Nunes is acting as a wholly owned agent of the White House, and he's done this since day one of the investigation, and it was no surprise they shut it down. We are still trying to keep the investigation going and, I guess, play pulling guard for the Mueller investigation to protect him so they can continue. I just remind folks, and we try to move forward on the investigation on our own, since they shut it down, we've heard the president's lawyer discuss offering pardons for those who have been charged. We've learned that Mr. Gates and Manafort were meeting with Russian military intelligence. All the issues with Cambridge Analytica, Eric Prince perjuring himself about his meetings, and now all of the issues with Mr. Cohen and Russian oligarchs in some bizarre pay-for-play negotiation with Russian oligarchs. I don't think there's any more coincidences. I think that this is linked.
10 or more absolutely legitimate witnesses that were never called before Nunes and company said, yeah, we're done here. What do you need specifically to reopen?
I don't think that Mr. Nunes will reopen. I think that's the frustrating part. I think that we've already called in one of the witnesses involving Cambridge Analytica. We have many more teed up. We're reviewing documents. The only way this investigation continues on the House side is if Adam Schiff's the chairman of the committee.
Is there a possibility of putting out a product indicating how weak the finished product put out by Nunes is?
I think our response does that to an extent, but our final product, we're going to wait till we get more information. There's a lot more out there. As you say, there's at least 10 solid witnesses. There's a lot of documents that need to be reviewed that we don't have access to. People forget that Michael Cohen testified before the House Select Committee on Intelligence last October, and given new information, new documents that have come in, he needs to come back, not just about this issue with Russian oligarch, but his travels, right? Was he the fixer on this relating to sanctions?
Right.
Absolutely fair question. Also, the connection between the Trump Tower that was planned for Moscow and the document that was signed by then-candidate Trump about this. These are all questions left unanswered when they shut the investigation down.
And the way that Nunes has run this, you're not going to get that final product that's going to help keep America safe from this kind of interference.
The goal to find out what happened and how to stop it is not going to be reached.
Which is the Congress's role.
Right, that's it.
And what happened in the meantime is they shut down the investigation of the Russians, who we've learned had hacked into 36 state board of elections, is over on the House side, but we're still investigating our own government.
Including Illinois, right?
Illinois was hacked in August of 2016.
Congressman, I know you got to run, but in other important news, last night in the AHL, there was a 5-overtime game, and as my fellow hockey nut, I just alert you to go spend some time and look at that idiocy today.
Yes, I'm back tonight playing hockey at the practice facility the Hawks built.
There you go.
Morning, looking forward to it.
5 overtimes.
Oh, my God.
The winning, today.
Winning goalie had 94 saves. How about that is for a night's work? Thank you, Congressman Quigley.
Anytime.